Now, is there any particular technical analysis that you find useful in examining whether it's oil, gas, electricity, commodities, or are they quite unique and you use different technical analysis for different energy sources?
It's an excellent situation. You can only apply technical or quantitative analysis if you have appropriate data to go back and crunch the numbers and look which way the market has moved prior. So whether it is gold or copper or oil, there certainly is enough of a history to be able to go ahead and backtest. So from a technical and both a fundamental standpoint, I apply the same approach. And I take it with regard to, and we kind of think of how an airplane, right, goes forward. And an airplane requires a number of things, a change in pressure, low pressure to high pressure, and it requires thrust to move through the air. Now, when you're looking at markets, that thrust is money. So you have to follow which way the money is going into the market, the money is coming out of the market. And so there are a number of techniques I prefer. Certainly looking at the flow of open interest in a given contract during a given year is going to give me an idea of which way the money is flowing, and also being able to address the amount of volume that is being traded on a given day within certain price parameters is also going to give me an idea of which way this money is flowing. Is the market moving higher, and is open interest and volume also moving higher? Well, that is a very bullish driver. That tells me that that rise in price is fundamentally driven because there is money coming in. And so if a market is moving higher and the money is coming in, that new money coming in is obviously bullish money. So I'm going to give much more credence to the various technical quantitative tools I'm going to use and employ and weight them if money corroborates the direction of the market. Conversely, if prices are moving higher and yet open interest is falling and volume begins to disconnect from that rise, well, that's clearly a signal to me that money is now being withdrawn from the market. Either the bulls are losing their incentive to own the market, they're not generating any more buying interest, or we could potentially be at a turning point. So I never want to be buying a market when open interest is falling. Conversely, I never want to be selling a market when open interest is falling. You want to follow the money. So regardless of which technicals and quantitative tools you use, it always comes back to the thrust. Where is the market getting its thrust? Thrust equals money. Which way is the money flowing? And that's exactly the way I look at the way of the market's momentum.
Now, when you look at the oil, natural gas, or electricity market, and based on what you're saying, access to information, is there any particular markets that you find more challenging than others as an energy analyst?
Well, certainly the power markets are the most difficult to gauge because it always comes back down to the BTU. So if you can tell me which way the BTU is flowing, then that's going to give you an indication. But also what's difficult and most difficult and why makes power the most difficult because it always comes down to Mother Nature. Now, there could be a sudden burst of heat that the meteorologists didn't catch that caught them off guard, and you can have wild, wild swings. So from a variance or parameter standpoint, certainly trying and to get perspective on the power markets with any sort of future, looking through anything beyond 7 days is an extremely difficult endeavor. Today, nowadays, the crude oil markets, I would have to say, are a very difficult market to trade because crude oil now trades as much as it does as it would a financial asset, say the way the gold market will trade. So it's not just an understanding of the supply and demand fundamentals in a given market area at a given point of the year in the season that you have to appreciate which way oil prices are going. But as we've seen, certainly over the summer, it's what happens in China, the decision by the Federal Reserve. So you have macroeconomic headlines that are moving crude oil as much as the underlying movement of the oil itself. You have the direction of the dollar, which is having a heavy impact. And, of course, you have the geopolitical events taking place now within OPEC between the nuclear arrangement with the Iranians and the Saudis and how this is playing out and how this is growing the chasm between Sunni OPEC and Shia OPEC. So these are all geopolitical theories, and we'll call them the known unknowns of what is going to occur, and it's certainly going to impact price and create a tremendous amount of volatility in the near term, which makes this a very difficult market to trade, but also a very enjoyable market to trade.
And I've had the opportunity to hear you and speak a couple times and also viewed reports, and I know the value of this information. So
I appreciate that. Thank you.